fuck, is that the cops? Everybody get in the RV! 2 years later, we're all still in that RV.
Oh, yeah, the Puma problems really get out of hand. Thank God we have these giant phones that swing around by their cords. They're like boomerangs because it snaps back every time.
Daddy, all I want for Christmas is a rack and a set of thumbscrews.
Crash! There's a head! A floating head! It's floating! It's a head!
How many times have I told you not to get into my stash now? Grab the head, put it in the bag. It in the bag, and I'm like poking at the body, like, get away from your head! Hey! Don't make me get the hose!
Flush some of his
rolling joints on a Luke gets paranoid when we hear sirens.
Luke gets paranoid when the toaster pops.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Fanable.com role-playing podcast. Today we are going to play Supernatural. Specifically, 1980s editions. So
because we can never play Supernatural in the present day.
It'd be too easy. No. Way too easy. Let me check my phone. I press a button. I app it. I app it to death.
There's an app for that.
Yeah. The game is, I don't know why David is actually dancing next to me.
He's drumming. He's a drum solo.
Yeah. Oh, you look like Phil Collins. He's Phil Collins.
Because drummers always point off the stage. That's my favorite part. They point off the stage, and my character definitely wears a headband.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm really worried that you thought that was dancing.
I wear fingerless. I definitely wear fingerless lace gloves, by the way.
I literally am not that fingerless lace gloves. Let me dance or anything.
It's going to be really awkward when we have the Fanable dance party. Coming to New York City, guys.
Anytime now.
January 18th. Be here or be square. Right after the Peristrip.
All right. Starting from my left. Tell me character, etc. for this particular game.
Hey everybody, this is Dave. I am playing Vic Dent, or Victor Dent. Concept I wrote down here is tough as nails face, effectively filling two roles that we suddenly needed because we made a bunch of people who don't make the mouth sounds to other human beings. If you watch Supernatural, that's the first scene. So we need to do that. So I am a tall, grain, Caucasian man with a face that says he's seen a lot of stuff, mostly blunt force trauma. He's not ugly, he's just experienced. He has cold blue eyes and wears kind of not great, not shabby clothing, very nondescript, but has an incredibly easygoing demeanor about him. He's pretty much just down for whatever. And he is rumored within the hunter community to have survived more botched hunts than anyone else in the tri-state area. He originally comes from New York.
Which is a good metaphor for David's playstyle.
Yep, exactly. I built him to try to survive. So, yeah. That's me.
All right, that brings us to me. I'm Zdan. I'm playing Lucas Karam. He is a doctor who's... It's not so much that his license was revoked. It's just that, well, he did spend some time being ridden around by a demon. And so he... operations he performed during that time in his life kind of haunt him a little. In the sense that he will never practice medicine again. At least not officially. Unofficially, however, the hunters come to him whenever they need something fixed. You got bit by a Wendigo, he knows the deal with that. Amputation. You got, you know...
It's answer to a lot of things.
Honestly, yeah, amputation. He's very good. Actually, that reminds me... I'm going to switch around my surgery to just amputation.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
With a specialty, that's got to go.
I'll just bleed out, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Leeches. Can I have a specialty in leeches?
Mm-hmm. And a combat maneuver in leeches as well.
I see you show up with all those plague masks. I'm sorry, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I love it.
All right. And now introducing special guest character.
Hi, I'm Emily. invited to play along with you fine folks.
You say fine folks now.
Wait for the racism to come out.
It's already passed.
Yeah.
I'm playing Tiffany Capelli. My concept is basically Madonna fan vampire hunter. If anybody's ever seen Jersey Shore, picture that, except from the fine town of Ravia, Mass. There are more similarities than you think. Big dark hair, way too much tan, fitness freak. She loves her aerobics and her jazzercise. Mm-hmm. And she also loves killing vampires. And she's actually surprisingly good at it. Maybe a little bit too good, but we may find out more about that later, depending upon how evil our Jesus decides he wants to be. And I'm thinking he probably is going to be pretty evil.
Nah.
Spoiler alert, Jesus
spoilers.
Is terrible.
No. I always try to keep you mostly alive.
But not necessarily intact.
I don't think you try. I think that's the grace of God that we stay alive.
Pretty much. Oh, you said it's Tiffany?
Tiffany, yes. Mr. Belax, we were writing this down as well.
We never remember names throughout the entire game anyway.
Yeah. Okay, good.
We also haven't worked out why we're a hunter group, so while we're going around, somebody come up with that.
Yeah.
Reasons.
Yeah. Science.
Yep.
I like to think that we all just banded together in a giant bar fight.
and then Billy's character's like, I've got an RV. This isn't weird.
No, that's how it went. Like, giant bar fight, then all of a sudden in the distance, fuck, it's not the cops! Everybody get into the RV! And 2 years later, we're all still in that RV.
Billy was looking for somebody to protect him with broken beer bottles. So.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Well,
I just take my RV in there with me. Put it through the window.
Sounds all right. This is Angela. I am completing the 80s pop duo names with being Debbie Grayson. And I am the lore expert here. I know the thinky things. I can't do the talky things so much. Mm-hmm. But when due to my crippling social awkwardness.
But what about your character?
Yeah, shut up. I'll kill you.
Strike!
I will kill you.
A fanable switcheroo.
Like that.
So I am an expert in cryptozoology and religions and mythology, but you put a gun in my hand and please tell me which way to make the shooty things happen, because otherwise I'm prone to mistake it.
Hi, I am Pat Conley, and I'm named after my mother. It's actually Patricia, but it's Pat, like Patrick. You can call me Perry, but no one does. But Pat, and I'm okay. Let's do this again. Hi, I'm Pat. I'm Pat Conley, I'm. Oh yeah, sorry. I'm really good with the forging of stuff. Like, you know, someone has to get all the documentation in order for the hunters, and that's usually me. I'm pretty good at linguistics too. So, and I know my lore, but I'm not as good as Debbie. I mean, I'm good. I'm not like bad. I'm good. Okay, let's try this again. Okay, hi, I'm Pat. And, I do the forge. Okay. Hi, I'm Pat. It's really great to be here, and yeah.
I imagine you delivering that line to a gasoline station as you're like gassing up the RV in the middle of the night in a desolate like Sitco somewhere.
I actually see it as like one of those awkward 1980s video dating things.
Oh,
like,
my god!
Hi.
It opens up with one of those space sounds like.
This is the moment where Tiffany would probably say something like, God, Pat, you were so fucking retarded.
Welcome to the 1980s. No one's going to say, don't say that.
We don't use that word.
Yes, you look at.
Aww, hello, pretty kitty. Yeah,
she's like, I just wanted a drink of water.
I was trying to escape.
She's so pretty.
Grab his head. Yeah. Grab his head.
No.
Wait a minute now.
Oh, hello, sweetness.
Yes, hello.
That is the face of sweetness right there.
kind of throwing away the tough girl character right off
like,
the
what
bat.
Are you, an idiot? Oh, kitty! Yeah, that's a thing that happens.
Hello, human. Could you please regale me with stories of your genetic weaknesses, any sort of allergies, and when you are most vulnerable at night?
That's what all cats, I think, say in their head. But yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, expose your throat to me and fall asleep.
Yeah, excellent. Okay. So,
No, she does not like it when you grab her head.
No, it's true.
Okay.
that line is applicable in so many situations.
Yep. All right, then. So, are we gonna go with you guys have been traveling together for 2 years? Idea?
Or however you guys want.
Yeah. Are we the Partridge Family of Sun Hunters?
We got good. Like, we kind of, you kind of take this up along the way.
Mm-hmm.
You're the older one, right?
Yep.
What if it's like, you're probably younger, I'm younger. Like, you're the Madonna girl, I'm fairly, like, what if you're mentoring us almost? Like, you've kind of picked us up as we tried to hunt and almost fucked up every single time.
Mm-hmm. Speak for yourself there.
Those failed hunts that you
Yeah. My scars on my face. I can recall to any of your names.
Yeah. What happened here? Was it like a... Nope, that was
there was a vampire
Patricia.
Coming at you, and he just got out of the way at the wrong time.
And of course, the doctor could just be along for the ride. Yeah,
I mean, because the doctor's not particularly young.
Yeah, exactly. But you,
I think it's me and Daniel. If anyone's mentoring, I'm not mentoring alone.
So I think it's both of you guys.
Daniel, because of my sordid past with becoming wildly injured, you've probably patched me up a number of times. So finally, I was like, "Fuck it, you know what? You're my dog wagon. Literally, get into a wagon." you know, like I'm mentoring the next generation. I'm taking care of the next generation so we can finally retire. We're not going to retire.
Mm-hmm. So only one way to retire.
You don't tell us that. Like, yeah, there's retirement plan. Really? Cool. Oh, yeah. Yep, you'll love it. It's just there's it's great.
It's like there's a sweet release almost when you think about it.
Exactly.
It's very peaceful.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and how are you with...
mentor.
For both. Okay,
yeah. I thought it was just... We're all fairly young,
okay.
So...
All right.
Pat and I are a package deal.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We started out, we found this stuff at a library together. We deciphered it together, but holy shit, witches in our school. And they were going to, like, sacrifice her, and, you know, I was supposed to help out, but they broke my nose, and so I was laying there. And then this guy came in and just started shooting with the shotgun, and it was pretty intense.
The substitute math teacher.
Yeah, the substitute math teacher. What's the denominator? Go to the principal.
That's exactly how that happened. That's awesome. God.
All right.
So your name isn't Mr. Brinkle?
No. I like to think that maybe Tiffany might have joined like afterwards, mostly because, you know, she, you know, kind of needed people to be with and get as far away from
mm-hmm.
you know, her current locale as possible. So kind of maybe a partial mentoring, partial survival type. But she doesn't like any of you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, let's just make
that clear.
Okay. All
right. Maybe none of us like any of them.
It's also, I don't mean to buzz out the stats. It's really hard not to like my character. I designed him to be extremely likable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows your coffee. Like, he always gets you your favorite snack. All of you guys. Like, he's very parental.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he looks like a giant, brooding man from Street Fighter, he's extremely. Yeah, exactly. He's a really nice older man. He's like M. Bison if he just, you know, embraced being a father.
Right. Does that mean you're going to talk like that?
Huh? Like M. Bison?
Yes.
Psycho Crusher!
Yeah.
You cannot resist my psycho powers.
Okay.
It was already 10 minutes. All right.
In the morning, okay, so... Sorry, I'm just gonna
stand here and judge.
Sorry, I'm gonna sing so many 80s songs.
All right. Now, usually the way things go with your group is basically one of you finds a newspaper article, you're searching for something interesting about a town or something in the city, you go check it out. Sometimes it duds, sometimes it's vampires, sometimes it's monsters, etc. You, Emily. What's your character name?
Tiffany.
You, Tiffany. We're actually looking for something specific. That's a particular name, which I wrote down. Ratna Rahandra, Indian American man who apparently used to, according to newspapers, used to be sort of like the Manson family of the time. Basically, go around killing random people. Eventually, it was found that the rest of his family was killed off somehow. But he was still at large. And every once in a while, the newspaper said, "Oh, there's a sighting of the great serial killer Ratna everywhere." There was recently, there was a newspaper article about him recently as well, but it was about his death. Not only of him, but around the same time, two other people. Dying in various gruesome means. In a small town called Haverford, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pro tip, write the stuff down when he says it. Because there's going to be a lot of notes.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the name?
Ratna Rahandra. See what I mean?
And
Haverford.
Haverford.
Massachusetts.
Haverford. We're going to Haverford. Mm-hmm. We don't have any good pizza there.
But he was killed along with two other people. A man named To Yi and a woman named Atsilla Dawson.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is in the newspaper?
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's no details about the way the murders were committed, though.
How far away from are we from this? We're going to be fairly close because getting newspapers out
there. 80s. So I'm going to say like a 3-4 hour drive.
I bet there's like newspaper drops for hunters everywhere, like, you know, like behind this
or
area.
It's any like... half-decent library has subscriptions to newspapers from around the country.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. Okay, I'm
just, a library.
Yeah, two libraries. I should be playing this character.
Okay.
It's okay. I'll talk you through it.
Okay. I librarying right now.
Okay.
All right. So, kind of coming into the RV, I got a newspaper in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Toss it down on the table. Hey, you assholes. Come look at this. Put whatever you're screwing with over there away, there, Paddock. Come look at this.
This new thing called a Game Boy.
it's rad.
And it's 700 pounds. And you have to be standing in direct sunlight to use it.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Just look at this. Did you guys see this article?
The mattresses are on sale. That's
pretty sweet. Jesus, Mary and Joseph, no. Tia. Ratnahandra. I don't know. That guy. The R guy. They're saying he's dead.
Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, he's a serial killer. You said it's known.
Mm-hmm. She was specifically known. Would you have told him about your...
Is it public knowledge of death?
I don't think I would have told them yet, but I think I would kind of expect that they would already know this. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whether or not that's a correct assumption, you know what I mean? I think I've probably studied this person or kind of kept up with him.
Yeah.
Maybe more than they
have. Yeah, probably. Because he would be the vampire she's hunting.
Right.
Okay. Yes, okay.
Okay. So, if you want to explain it to them.
I just hear Manson family, and I assume it's like, oh, we all know about this fucker.
No, you know about the serial killer part. You don't, I'm not sure if she told you about the vampire.
Oh, yeah, we didn't know about the vampire.
What's the name of the serial killer again? I'm sorry.
Ratna Rahandra.
Yes. Oh, yeah, he's at, he did that slaughtering up in, I think it was Maine, and then Virginia, and then he went around. Hey, they caught him!
He's a serial, he's a vampire. Honest to God, people.
Really?
Yeah, really. Honest to God.
The quiet ones.
He's always so quiet nice. I remember him in class.
How many places have you taught?
That's kind of your thing. I'm teaching.
Whatever. My point is, we need to check this out.
Sure.
This guy is bad news. And if he's dead, then I want to go over there, I want to see the body, and I want to dance on the ashes.
We can make the ashes.
Ashes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vampires burn.
Okay, no.
If he's not ashes, we're going to make him ashes. Do you guys understand that?
No, yeah, absolutely. I can gas it up. I'll get behind the wheel. And walk into the front. Someone pull out the lawn furniture. We're like in an old camp. Like a crazy camp. One of those crazy 1980s camp sites.
Reading a book.
Yeah.
Let me know when somebody needs an arm stitch back on.
All right, cool.
That's not good for you.
Don't forget my flamingos.
Yeah, neither is getting bitten by vampires. That'll stop you.
Dory, it's okay, Dory.
Whatever.
I'm going to forget you. Put you right there. Okay, boom. Okay, guys, get in. We're going. Cool. Mm-hmm. And we are going to hit the road.
Drive like a goddamn maniac.
Listen, I've invested a lot in this baby, and only I am going to be driving it. Unless I have to sleep, of course, then it goes straight to Debbie, who also has allowed driving privileges. And the last person we've agreed since last time, the last incident, is you. You will never touch this again, ever, in the history of me and this wonderful contraption known as my
duct tape. The mirror went right back on.
Okay,
you talk about it like it's your girlfriend.
Okay, flash cut to like 3 nights ago. Emily's character's driving down the highway, singing like, "Hey Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind, hey Mickey." And then it pans out, and she's being followed by cop cars.
And we got away too. So I don't understand what you all can keep giving me shit about it for.
I'm not giving you shit. I am just.
I am putting down my foot.
Put it down on the accelerator.
And I do. We're heading down from the campsite.
Alright. No problem. There's no car chases, sadly, for the 4 hours you're driving along with no issues. And eventually you start reaching the town of Haverford, Massachusetts. And how do you proceed?
I guess we park outside the town, the town zone. And I'm going to the newspaper. I'm throwing on my like leather apron, and it shows basically I'm getting prepared to start doing some forgery stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm going through and say, okay, where's this thing being? PD. They probably have them at the PD right now, the morgue. There's not that population of.
It's been about two. They didn't officially say anything about it for like at least 2 days, just to make it keep it on the down low. But it's about 2 or 3 days since they actually.
So probably still in the morgue. He's probably still in the morgue right now, mm-hmm. getting ready to go to the mortician. There was going to be an autopsy. They're doing that now to see if there's brain function. So I'm going to give us about 2 more days until they actually take it to the mortician for a burial, unless they cremate him, which is still a very popular thing to do with prisoners of these days.
That'd be convenient. Really
that would be convenient. So I'm going to need 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to need how about FBI? FBI serial killers?
If he's crossing state lines, and the feds are going to be all over this.
Yeah, I got some. Give me a second. I think we still got the photos from last time. I'll just cut them out of the EPA. And I'm going about to like just working my magic to change our EPA badges over to FBI badges.
Does that usually require a roll for this, or?
Yeah,
I mean, this is something you've done for this. I'm going to say something. Yeah, like, times.
So I'm a forgery 10, so
yes. And of course, the rules of supernatural, like identification, is not that important unless for special cases.
Please don't tell me I'm not important.
I'm kidding with you.
No, you're very important. Yeah. I'll use you as bait.
No. We're not doing that again. We've learned from our mistakes.
And you're still alive.
Yep.
Right. Okay, here you go. Your name is, I'll give you, Mick Walker, Travis Bradley, Cindy Williams, and what was it? And Dorcas.
Yep.
I was dropping down.
All for this cheer. Nerd.
It's the only name I could think of. It was nerdy. Dorcas. Dorcas Longley,
which in the '80s is like such a burn.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, and I'll go with mine.
I'm going to show you my guns when we get back.
Of course, I have my badges. It's like Jagger, Jagger Williams.
Okay. what was my what's the name you told me just now, Billy? Mick what?
Mick Wilson or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll say Mick Wilson.
And Dorcas is actually a name.
It is. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. That's why I couldn't. I was like, what's that name? I always used to laugh.
It's like from the 19th century, but it's a name.
It is a name. Darkest Longley.
Okay.
And just so you know, they usually only send out packs of like 2 people, FBI, unless it's actually we are a consulting group. Okay, so we're just going to consult. Done my job, guys. Rad.
You want a cookie?
That'd be boss.
Which one are you coming in as?
I'm what?
Which one are you? What's your cover?
I'm an intern.
Okay.
Called Good. Jagger.
So, Billy, out of game, did you make me a fed?
You're I'm a fed. Okay. We're all feds, but okay. Definitely you two are the higher levels and
okay.
Normal agent and then kind of intern.
What's your alias, Dan?
What was my alias again? Mitch or something?
Mitch.
It's all the weed, that's why I can't remember.
Mitch something.
Mitch something.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say Mitch.
FBI Federal Examiner Mitch something.
Mm-hmm. It's actually.
Look, just take me to the fucking bodies.
It is S-U-M.
You might want to consider a pair of sunglasses there, something. Stone Boy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just saying.
All right.
He's got his stories. He needs to read them.
Something. Mm-hmm.
And basically, also I'm on the phone as I'm tossing the keys to Debbie and we're driving in, and I'm calling a car service, a local car service, to get. Have to call them. This sucks. to get like a sedan or something like that, like something Nissan, something gray, professional.
From the car phone.
Maybe even on a.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I definitely have a car phone.
Can it be a rotary car phone?
Yes, why not?
Oh yeah, because I'm like, it's like 100 trunk. It's retro.
Yeah,
I was retro before it became cool.
Okay,
but yeah, I'm sticking my hand out with like the little antenna. Hello. Yeah, but I'm getting a car, and we're dropping you guys us off there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and after some time, a car drives by, just picks up you guys, and sends you to the PD station.
Okay. Right. Oh, no, rent a car.
Rent a car. Sorry. All right, you rent a car, and you head over to the station. Mm-hmm. And you go to Haverford Station, mm-hmm. Haverford Police Station, front gate, go through the doors, mm-hmm. and basically there's a secretary there leading you. You show off your badges, which mm-hmm. are fantastic, beautiful badges that you mm-hmm. should be proud of.
They don't even look like, okay, go in. I'm like, Jagger. I am Jagger. Just Joel pulling me away. But Jagger!
Okay.
Have you seen how official these are? So official!
And eventually you're led to
the thing is, if anyone suspected anything, just be like, oh, well, that's a kid that's over-eager to show off how cool he is.
Okay.
It's like when you turn 18, it's like, you're going to card me for these cigarettes, right?
Eventually you're led to an individual named Francis Powell, who's the chief of the police station. He just does a brief glance through all your names. He's like, he goes over one, he's like, Torkus. He's about to smile and looks at your face. I'm like, never mind. All right.
I just smile at him in my very charming Massachusetts way.
It's half a sneer.
three quarters.
All right.
The chewing gum blunts it a little.
All right. He's there chewing his gum in the traditional style. He goes like, so that's a lot of fez. I mean, I've heard this guy was bad news, but five of you at the same time?
The Bureau is very interested in capitalizing on the...
Politics. What politician wants this on this, huh? Huh? I know about the things.
Ferguson. Senator Ferguson.
That bastard.
You know, liberals.
Oh, God.
One step towards communism.
No. I mean, seriously, take away our guns, some of the serial killers dead, and it's all their fault. You know, you did... And he goes, he's going to go on a rant for like 15 minutes at this point.
Mm-hmm.
About guns and gun ownership.
And Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
So, with all due respect, where's the stiff?
Sorry. I get into rants sometimes. Just head downstairs. There's going to be somebody in the morgue to help you out. I'll make sure to give a call downstairs on my giant phone.
And then I'll kill a puma with it.
Yes.
Pumas in this town.
Oh, yeah, the puma problems really get out of hand. Thank God we have these giant phones that just swing around by their cords. They're like boomerangs because it snaps back every time.
Now, Francis Powell himself is like an older, 60-ish old man, balding head, Caucasian man. Downstairs is actually another, like, say, guy in his mid-30s named Clinton Hansen. He's a relatively looking guy. Brown chair, just standing. He's like, so can I help you guys?
Yes, Mr. Hansen. We're interested in seeing the body of Ratna Rajendra, please.
Oh, that's never seen a serial killer before. He's trying to see within their eyes. It's just darkness.
He's dead.
But I mean, evil. I'm going to show you the bodies now.
Thank you, Mr. Hansen.
Thank you.
All right. He eventually leads you into
making friends and influencing people.
He eventually leads you to the back, to where the three bodies are supposed to be. It's been a weekend. We haven't really had time to do everything. We did a small check, like when they came out on Friday. Then Saturday and Sunday we had. You can tell he's really trying hard not to say vacation,
mm-hmm.
but it is a weekend. It's a small town, and they have things to do,
mm-hmm.
like grilling. But I'll show you the bodies. And he starts opening it up. The body you see in front, he opens it up, and before you see nothing.
It's empty?
It's empty.
Is this the brown one?
Let me check my notes.
Is this some kind of joke? What kind of show are you guys running?
No, it's just, no, I'm sure it was just, body was misplaced.
Because I know you just had,
how often do you misplace a body?
We don't usually have, although there are people die of old age, yeah, but you and we don't generally have that many bodies show up.
You're a morgue.
Well, I have an easy job, okay?
While they're doing that, the dent is going to actually investigate the slab where the body
I'm just
going to
continue fighting.
Yeah, he's cowering down. You're just yelling at him the entire time.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I do. I yell at things, I shoot things, and then we do jazzercise.
Okay. Need a D8. Which one are those? Oh, it's the sharper one.
Yep.
Bloop. Yes. And
we call them the stabs.
Those are D10.
Yep.
Shucks.
You can borrow one of mine.
Thank you. That's a D10. Have we? Yes. There we go. Yep. Thank you very much.
We're learning.
How are we supposed to be role players? We can't tell a D10 a D8. Yep.
So that's a 13. Yeah.
Uh-huh. 13. You can tell right away. Basically, it was open. It was open from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
With great strength.
Mm.
Yeah. Because you see, looking at the lock, it was obviously like broken open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Anson, due to the time-sensitive nature of this investigation and the fact that a corpse under your care has now gone missing, I would recommend that you go upstairs and personally discuss with Chief Powell what you're going to do to return the body to federal.
Yeah, I'll find a way. Well, I mean,
one second. Where's the other bodies?
Yeah, there's other bodies we got.
Yeah, yeah.
We have the other bodies.
Do you?
My associates ask a very interesting question.
I'm just going to check Togi, and then we'll see he's there. He opens it up. Nothing's there.
Two for two.
There's a third body, and there's going to be somebody in there. He opens it up, and he slowly opens it up, and there is a body there.
Mm-hmm.
As you open it the other way, the body's missing a head.
At this point,
Dent is like he has the checkboard and list that the mortician has, and he's just flipping through the pages, looking. No, nothing here about a missing head. Everything seemed to be intact. Mr. Hanson.
I'm just going to talk to the chief.
Sounds like a fantastic idea.
I'm just going to
go.
Don't let the door hit you.
The door hits him on the way out.
His head falls off.
It's the door.
Was that us? Was that on us? Who made that door?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so look around at the rest of the team. All right, we got a forceful exit from the first slab, and then the second and third. Looks like Luke, Tiffany, check out the second slab that this poor son of a bitch opened. Debbie, Pat, why don't you check out the third slab? Tell me what you get.
That has a body on it.
It has most of a body on it.
I don't do like bodies.
I'll take that slab after all. We're dealing with vampires here, right?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Pat, good rule of thumb in this line of work: you do bodies, or the body's going to do.
Mm. And not in the fun way.
Okay.
Zombies are real. They will come back. Check why that head isn't there.
Okay, the doctor will be better. He probably knows bodies more than me.
And while he's saying that, you see like the doctor taking out like a massive syringe and plunging it into like the heart of the body, like just no preparation, like trying to draw whatever blood he can. Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna matter of fact.
Good call, Luke.
Tiffany is not looking unhappier than usual, and possibly even a little bit worried. Not that much usually breaks through with all the makeup and the tanner and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Muttering herself something that sounds along the lines of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I knew this was going to happen. I can't ever catch a break, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm going to go ahead and investigate the slab with my mucho investigation skills. The one he told me to, the one. The
first slab.
The first slab. Okay.
I thought it was the second
one. Second slab. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So that would be. I don't even think I have anything in.
You don't have investigation?
Investigation is not a thing.
I mean, what's the skill? Sorry. What's the skill you use?
It's usually perception.
Perception
plus alertness.
Yes, give me
Actually, no, this would be perception plus intelligence or perception plus alertness?
Alertness. I'm dumb as a rock.
I would say alertness is when you're...
you're probably right.
Intelligence would make more sense.
So that'd be a D4 and a D4.
Dent is going to... Dent is basically going to walk around like he's teaching a class and see how everybody does.
Yep.
So I just roll it twice then?
Yeah, roll it twice.
So two.
Solid.
Oh, it's the one on top. Yeah. Isn't that awful? I'm a very bad role player.
And three.
So that's enough because this is very easy to do for this particular one. This one is also broken in as well.
Wonderful.
Broken in from the inside.
Just fabulous.
What do you got for us, Tiff?
Looks like we're definitely dealing with more than one vampire. At least I would guess. This one's been broken out of as well.
I will say this, though, about the one you have.
Mm-hmm.
This one took its time to open it up, to grab it. To like try to open it,
kind of like torn up maybe a little bit.
Someone didn't try to just push it open with all super strength. It's like eventually this will open if they really push it. So there's strength involved, but it was very slow.
A little bit more finesse with this.
Yeah.
He just got his nails done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess me and Debbie, we will begin looking for on the body as the doctor does his thing. Any signs of possession, any tattoos, any symbols, anything like that? I guess that's something we can at least handle.
That's solid, Dan. That's solid, Pat. That's very solid.
Yeah, okay. Do we got gloves? You have gloves. Mm-hmm. I know, but do you
have gloves? I hand them the box of latex gloves.
And you need to take like five.
Yep.
I think you're in the wrong line of work, kid.
Hey, you guys wouldn't have been able to get in here, Dorcas, without me. So, you're welcome.
This is learning. Come on, everybody.
I'm trying not to yap all over the evidence.
I'm not going to yak. It's not happening again.
It's 1985. It's called barf. It's more visceral. Barf. Come on, say it with me.
I'm going to barf.
Yeah, we start looking, our thing.
Looking over the body
first. But I'm sure he was doing some stuff first, so.
Yeah, I was just basically drawing whatever blood I can get.
Are you not going to do any check over the body?
Well, yeah, no. I'll check the body once I'm done drawing the blood. But
you're done drawing the blood. What do you
think? So, I'll take a quick check of the body. So I guess that'll be intelligence plus medicine.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a D12 plus a D6.
Mm-hmm.
So 12 and a 6.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
9. Yep.
You check over the body? Body seems fine. Oh, actually, no. Body seems because it's dead. But no.
In my skilled medical opinion.
You'll be back on your feet in no time.
Okay.
In my skilled medical opinion. Died of critical loss of head.
Yeah.
The person was obviously killed. Okay. Let me rephrase. Okay.
Finally, this medical education is paying off.
First thing you notice right off the bat, there seems to be some sort of claw marks on the body. But that's not what killed her.
Right.
It was sort of the knife through the chest into the heart.
Interesting.
As for the head, you can't really identify. I'm going to say you're high enough. You can't really identify how the head was removed. It wasn't by a knife.
Was it done post mortem?
It was done post mortem, obviously. But the head wasn't removed with a knife, or I don't think it was removed with strength. The best guess. You would have to say the head was removed from the inside.
But.
Well, that ain't good.
Do you repeat that, by the way?
Yeah, pretty much. Like
kind of like you're being recorded.
What do you mean removed from the inside? What does that mean? What are you talking about?
It means something reached from the inside and popped the head right off.
That's not kosher.
Yeah. My long medical profession? I haven't seen shit this fucked up in at least a year.
Okay.
As he's doing that, he pulls middle of the morgue. He's like, reaching in his pocket, pulls out a joint.
Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Luke, we're gonna have.
I want to get that company. Checked out.
We're gonna. Luke,
you realize you're supposed to be an FBI agent right now.
We are in a police station.
Yep, so we might want to get out pretty soon. I'll wait for this.
Okay, we'll look through the body real quick. See if I guess any tattoos, anything like that.
Give me a check.
Yeah, we're gonna do lore.
Give me a lore.
Luke is straight hot boxing the morgue right now.
It's like taping the windows closed.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, my specialties apply here. So
12. But, the formaldehyde in the air just makes the high more intense.
Your character's such a mess. It's such a mess.
Yeah, 6.
You're a hot mess. You're a hot mess, mother. 8.
Okay, 8 is enough. The markings are old, but there seems to be some sort of symbols on it that you think are associated with the Zoroastrian religion.
Zoroastrian.
Zoroastrian is basically very old, older than you've heard of him.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying as soon as he tells me that it's from a religion, then I can do another role.
It looks a little bit, I give him like a Middle Eastern or.
Yeah, this basically has a lot of the highlights
it's
of
Christian. Mysticism.
Yeah, mysticism, sort of.
Oh, yeah, I kind of say like these symbols have been located in a region, then immediately that draws from memory of.
Let's see.
Hopefully.
10, 12, plus my 6.
Nice.
Yes.
This is like your roll.
It is her jam.
7, 10, 18.
Wow.
Very nice.
Fucking knocked it out of the park. What is that on the chart?
Just shy of heroic. Or an extraordinary success on a hard roll.
Yep. Wow.
Alright. Zoroastrianism is a, which this is an old form of religion that's still somewhat followed by a small number of people around the world. That predates both Judaism and Christianity, and actually some of its ideas that influence. So it has some small similarities there. But it's as far as you can get. Like, you know generally about the religion, you don't know what those symbols mean.
And it's just tattooed on our body?
Yes.
Yeah, these are, you know, give me a little time. I could probably research it at the library, but yeah, they're definitely...
I'm sick of the goddamn library.
Okay, well, you know what? I got the need to read. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, if the symbols are something, they're
really
religion...
You're really Indiana Jones.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, these are... First of all, that movie's not even out yet.
Is it? I couldn't remember when it came out.
There
was
at least one Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
85?
Yeah.
Well, Star Wars came out in 80.
Damn.
When the last Star one. Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry. That's
yeah, the first one was surprising. Late 70s, yeah. Star Wars. So yeah.
Okay, first of all, thank you for that compliment, because I am kind of like a young Indiana Jones. But secondly...
Listen to this retard over here.
Okay, we don't use that word. I'm going to say that, it's a, you said it was mysticism, maybe we're dealing with maybe a crusader of some sort. It's my theory. Maybe she was a hunter.
You said she's got markings on the body.
First one came out 81.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of markings are they, Jesus? Mm-hmm. Take a look at the body. What kind of markings are on the body? Are they?
Yeah, didn't she have claw marks too?
No, she had claw, some sort of animal.
Oh. Yeah, claw marks, knife of the heart. Head popped off from the inside, kind of like a ball of champion.
You said that there are Zoroastrian markings on the body? Yeah. Are those carved in or tattooed? Or
carved in.
Okay, that's important.
What kind of claw marks are we talking about here? Like werewolves? Werewolves, demons, kelpies, selkies? What are we talking about?
Considering I've got a specialty in monster wounds, I probably should have a shot at it. I mean, we're guessing it's probably vampire,
As far as you can tell... giant, like a wild cat or something like that.
Pumas.
Puma. Like a puma.
That's why we need the phone.
Yep.
Can I do a cryptozoology to see if there it's a...
Do it.
Let's see. And we don't have a D2, so I'll just divide the D4.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there... I had a D4 right here.
No. Yeah, I've got one.
Okay.
Let's see. 18, 19.
Nice.
None of the regular ones that you know.
Okay. So it's either
regular monsters.
So it's either an unknown one or it's not actually
it's one
a
of those
monster.
Special
she just got attacked
monsters.
By a puma.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Haverford Mass known for its majestic pumas.
So I'm guessing what we do is we try to trace back what they were doing here. I mean, we got they have to sleep somewhere. They don't. They can't have an RV, unlike this guy.
Yeah, we should. Mm-hmm. We should find out where this person stayed, where they were sleeping at the very least, or housing, and then do the routine check for. I don't think we're going to find Sulfur. Do you, Luke?
Mm-hmm. I know Ratna is holed up somewhere nice. Maybe not, Ritz-Carlton nice, but he likes his comforts. Likes his pretty girls and his opium and his he'll have a little hidey hole somewhere.
But it's going to be some place where he can find a lot of darkness when he needs to sleep. So.
Well, naturally, yeah.
So all right, then we'll see if any local Ritz Carltons have really wonderful views from the basement. Okay, well, I think we're pretty much done here. Unless you guys have any other. Ideas?
Ask the police, I guess, if they've done any of their own homework. Maybe they can tell us where these people had a hotel room, at least the headless girl over there.
Mm-hmm.
Get some fucking air freshener in here. Jesus, Luke.
Alright, let's leave Dr. J to the rest of his work, and let's go upstairs, and we'll run some static on any cops coming down here for a little while.
Look at the fan, for God's sakes, man.
Okay.
So where are you investigating?
Luke lies in the lies in one of the cots and rolls himself into the slap.
I'm gonna tell you, you got two choices for smells down here. Corpse or this. Take this any night.
You do take this every night. Which is why we had to run from the cops a couple nights.
Yeah, about that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we go
next
upstairs.
Next time, flush it down the toilet, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a waste.
All right, so we go back to upstairs.
It's going to be legal any day now. Any day now.
Keep drinking. Wait,
this is during the D.A.R.E. era.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, we're walking through the hall of D.A.R.E. kids. Yeah.
He believes. He believes.
I think all that weed's getting to your brain there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you just think the drugs. You think that D.A.R.E. stands for drugs are really expensive.
Exactly. I hate that D.A.R.E. program.
Drugs are really excellent and expensive. Yeah,
there you go. All right. So, what are you each investigating?
Well, we're going upstairs to talk to people, and we're not talking. Most likely, someone's talking.
Okay.
I kind of had like when we get back upstairs, and suddenly there's like other police officers there. I kind of get like a D.A.R.E. headlights look.
Okay. Yep.
No.
Right. Just holding up your badge every time they approach. Hey.
Status won't be passed.
Yes.
Cindy Williams, FBI intern. Mm-hmm. Yes. Cindy Williams, FBI intern. Cindy Williams. You know.
Jagger. What's your last name? Is that your first name or last name?
Yes.
First name, Mick.
I love how you're holding it up like a cross and policemen are recoiling like vampires.
I think it's probably reasonable to assume that although Tiffany is by no means a scholar, that she sings how this... You know, she's being, you know, this is somebody she's dealt with in the past, that she's got at least some sort of a dossier on him. Mm-hmm. And I would think she would go back through it to see if maybe there's any clues in there as to where, you know, kind of help predict where he might have holed up.
Okay.
I don't know if her, if while doing that, her focused hunter, D6 for vampires, would apply her asset.
I wouldn't say it applies for this.
Yeah.
Because, you know him personally and want him to die.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay. All right. Can I torture him? Can I please?
We'll see. Roll it.
All right, so that's... Hang on, I just got to figure out what I do with that.
Maybe next Christmas.
Please, Daddy, all I want for Christmas is a rack and a set of thumbscrews. That's it. I just started doing Liza again. She got thumbscrews for Christmas, too.
There we go.
I'm not even going to ask, because I really hope that you're just talking about a role-playing character.
That's yeah, no, I am.
So, okay. So are we all.
She was just, you know, kind of a horrible person, that's all. Okay.
So many of the best ones are.
Treat guys out of any rules. Okay, so they all need... So is this going to be... This is probably going to be intelligence and perception again?
Yes.
All right, so I need four, a four, and a six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
we got a six. We got a four.
We got another four here.
Wait. Oh, okay. I guess we're going to want once. Can I use your special little rolling pad again? That's fancy.
Mm-hmm.
I got six.
You know Mull enough that you can tell, he prefers the nice things in life. So he'd go for the nicest place, the nicest... Well, you'd say hotel, but this is a small town, so maybe the nicest motel around.
Right. Well, I was just saying, as an example.
Okay.
You know. Like the Ritz-Carlton was like just an example of the type.
Yeah, but he would go for the nicest places around with the prettiest girls that he can try to grab as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. And you're trying to figure out if there's any place in town that would do something like that?
Yeah, I think I would basically start probably checking. I mean, you know, Tiffany's, with her fondness for the fabulous music of the 80s, probably be at least, you know, sort of familiar with social scene.
Actually, yeah, there is a...
Maybe not in this particular area, but like the generics of where to find such places.
Okay. There is actually a fairly nice motel that's usually for cars and stuff like that, but still kind of pricey, called the Honey Clam.
Yep.
Of course it is.
Oh, yeah. Called the Honey Clam. It is a classy place.
Grossest thing I have heard. There's an image.
No, don't start imagining.
Okay. And right next to it is actually a skating rink.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm going to skate.
Is it called the Slippery Rink? The Honey Clam, the Slippery Rink?
Yes, it is.
It is now. Yeah.
It is now.
I'm going roller skating.
On the ice? Oh, no, it's a skating rink. I was thinking ice skating rink.
No.
I'm from New Hampshire. What do you want from me?
So you go to, you can either go to, he will most likely be at the Honey Clam or trying to get babes at the Slippery Rink.
I just died inside.
Just a little.
Oh my god, are we going to find a vampire roller... Was it roller skate dancing?
Yes.
Is he going to be dressed in 1980s
attire? Yes. Couples skate. He's going to be doing the couples skate.
Oh my god. Is he going to be doing the Mexican hat dance?
I'm going roller skating. This is happening.
All right, okay. So I would share this information with the group, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
you tell us this information, you just see all the like graphs and stuff that I've been trying to like pinpoint, and I'm like, oh, Yeah, I guess we can do there. I was just doing research and
okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I had to sit down and cry.
No. And as you're in the police station, actually.
Don't hug your IV some, okay?
I do.
You actually hear a yell behind you. And basically, also a lot of annoyed voices. And behind you, you turn around, there's a very smallish, maybe 5 foot Indian man that looks kind of hyperactive. Just go around, it's like, you're new people. FBI, right? FBI, right?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
So basically, I'd give the unsmiling badge glass Dorcas Longley.
Yes, yes.
Said without a trace of irony, but maybe giving him a dirty look.
So you all work for the government, right?
That's correct.
And government knows people.
My name's Special Agent Mick Wilson.
Mr. Mick Wilson. Mr. Wilson. Wilson.
Mitch something.
Okay, Mr. Wilson. I know this is a terrible murder case that's on your mind. But I want you to know that if you ever need a spot to visit, I would suggest the Historical Hall of
History.
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 That needs to be a place. I know you're
the Historical Hall of Frederick Ronson.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Sir, do you have any information pertaining to the murders?
Not this murder, but Frederick Ronson killed some people, and we have a historical place for it.
Wait, are you like a tour guy picking up people at
the No. I'm official who works for the government. My name is Thomas Radford, and I work for Parks and Recreation.
Why are you here? I'm just kind of looking very confused.
No, I just like to, meet new people in the town and present the sights and sounds of the place.
And approaching federal agents who are in the middle of a murder investigation for a multi-state murderer, making yourself present, allowing us to know your name and your face, and you don't think that there will be any negative repercussions to this?
I'm murder. Just leaning back against the desk, looking at him scornfully and chewing gum loudly.
So you're saying people might not want to visit because of the situation? I'm trying to be sensitive.
I'm saying a little quick math in your head. How much do you think that we are getting paid right now for you to waste our goddamn time?
We're interns. We're not getting paid.
No, they will never get paid. I'm not going to make it.
I understand. Okay. Bad situation. I gotta admit. My bad. I'm just gonna walk out and leave these flyers for each and every one of you.
Fantastic.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Mr. Redford, for your time.
I pick up the plot point.
Oh, there's a gift shop.
Okay. There is actually a gift shop.
You can get fake blood.
Wait,
yeah, that's gross.
Wait, what? You can get what?
Fake blood at their gift shop for the serial killer.
That's right. The gift shop gives out fake blood. Have you ever heard of that?
I think we should go here.
The best ones give out real.
Why can't we ever, chase a monster that hangs out at Madonna concerts? Why is it always going to be
because there's already one and everyone's paying to see it.
Mm-hmm. Boom! Boom! That's David, not my character.
I hit my Walkman and it's like, da 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 da. There you go, sir.
Thank you.
Museums, morgues.
It's all very painfully educational right now.
Yeah.
So, guys, we got to... Okay, so we're going back to the van.
Burns us, books, they freeze us.
Maybe sighs and looks mournfully at the thriller rink.
No. You can go wherever you want.
Debbie, don't worry.
Anyway, you said you checked over the sheet, right?
I'm sure the roller rink will make a future appearance.
The famous killer, Frederick Ronson. Supposedly killed 20 people and hanged. Bodies never found.
Okay, guys, I believe in serendipity, and also sometimes, sometimes life just slaps you in the face with a chance. So, we're going to need two teams. There's going to be Team Roller Rink Motel, and then there's going to be Team Historical Hall of Frederick Ronson.
They both sound really cool.
I'm going to do the Historical Hall, then later on we'll go to the roller rink, so they'll be doing the work at the roller rink, and we can, roller skate.
But they're going to...
Why don't we
the
keep them
the
around?
That we're going
can
to
somebody
be...
explain
we'll
that
go
to
out
me?
Later on, later on tonight. After, whenever.
Let them learn.
Out.
No, and the doctor in the meantime is turning around like, I'll be on team, stays at the RV.
Team Mystery Van.
We're going to go to the museum.
Okay. Sorry there, Stoner. We're probably going to meet you over at the museum.
First of all, I just have to ask, what's everybody's t-shirt size? Because you can get your photo with the pictures, and I think that'd be
cool. You may be baked half the time, but at least you've got at least some functioning brain cells, unlike certain other people I could mention, and I'm not going by myself. because I got in trouble the last time I did that. I rattled off all the
really important information about Zoroastrianism that we needed from earlier. It's like, that's why I'm around.
Let's talk about you, sweetie.
Spell Zoroastrianism now. She's
not going to try because, well, it would end badly.
She's a D4 for intelligence.
Yes.
She forgot what we were talking about.
No. That's memory. That's totally different. Mm-hmm.
Spell my foot up your ass.
She's just destroyed a lot of her brain cells with hairspray, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yes, no, that I believe.
That and the ozone layer. Yeah. Darts!
Oh my god, that's right.
The greatest monster of all, ozone.
No one needs that, right?
Alright, look, I don't want to split up the team, you guys. You seem really excited about this, and this could be a lucky break, or this guy could just be yanking our chain. But we don't want anybody else to wind up a Vic headless. And so we need to look into why this out of game, Jesus, can I just say I got the information of the different victims while other scenes were happening?
Yes.
Okay. So we got a couple places to go to. Mm-hmm. We've got the slippery clam. What is it called?
The honey clam.
The honey clam.
And it's a slippery rink.
The honey clam is the motel, and the slippery rink is the actual rink.
Right.
Very odd naming choice. There, yeah, you have all the victims' information, right? So, there's that. There's also...
Oh, it's called the slippery rink because their emblem is a picture, a drawing of a octopus with 8 different roller skates on,
done.
Like, falling down.
Done.
It's all very family-friendly, kids. Mm-hmm.
There's the family of the woman.
Yes, especially when you stay with your family in the honey clam.
Mm-hmm.
She is survived by her husband. Which else? Her husband, Hariku Dawson. And her daughter, Walela.
Hadiku?
Yes, Hariku.
I think he's deliberately making these things hard to say.
I missed it. Haruki.
Haruki?
Yes, Dawson. And their daughter, Walela.
And Haruki. Remember, Jesus, why are you giving your NPC jobs to foreigners? Yes. These NPC jobs need to go to hardworking American families.
This is what they should be. He's John Smith is her husband. what's the daughter's name?
Walela. Walela.
See, even he can't say it.
Yeah.
So her name's Jenny. Susie.
Jenny,
her
American
name. Toyi was an old man and he lived by himself.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Toyi, the other man who died?
Yeah.
There were 3 bodies.
Yeah.
Okay, so decapped woman is survived by a husband and daughter.
Yes.
The decapped woman who was stabbed and caught, our biggest lead.
Yes.
Okay. And so, and then...
The old man that was also brought in lived alone.
Mm-hmm.
So we have his address.
Yeah.
Old man body. Okay, let alone.
No body with him now.
Nope.
Also Vic.
And then the other, and then we have the museum.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Well, it looks like we got a lot of ground to travel, Luke. What do you say? What do you think here, Honey Clam with the slippery rink? I mean, that's probably where he's going to do most of his eating.
They got some good eats over at the honey clam. God damn it!
It's the place they can just dive right in. What's going on?
Sorry, guys. I'm just reading over these names and getting kind of tongue tied.
Tongue tied over the honey clam.
This is your.
I hear they're famous for their all-you-can-eat buffet.
Well, thanks, folks. That was fantastic tonight.
How did I win? How do you keep doing that?
Oh, God. Tune in
next week.
All right, guys.
I am the shark.
Oh, my God.
Tune in. Looks
like we're going to have to get our hands wet.
No.
Let's go.
This is a sticky situation.
All right.
All right. And then we've also got the three Vicks.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably going to have to split up to cover the most ground and also to bother Jesus in this horrible situation.
It's Jesus' fault for giving us multiple victims in multiple places to go check out.
Mm-hmm. We could speak with the immigrants. You know. I could speak with, what's her name?
Haruk Dawson, the husband, and Walela, the daughter.
Dawson, I can.
I'll check out the dead guy's place. I mean, it's less idiots for me to have to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I could talk to Dawson.
Okay. Then, okay, guys, here's how it's going to roll. Luke, Debbie, and Pat, why don't you go check out, why don't you go talk to Mr. Haruki Dawson,
and his mm-hmm. daughter, Walela. They're in mourning right now, but we're doing an investigation. Mm-hmm. And then me and Tiffany are going to go check out the where the old man lived. Okay? And then we'll rendezvous back here in two hours. Don't give me a call because there's no way to reach me because it's 1985. Yeah. 2 hours. Set your alarms on your digital watches.
Casio.
On your Casio. 15-pound digital watches. And come back here in 2 hours.
You can seriously injure a puma with one of those.
Mm-hmm. It's important. Keep your eyes out for any puma or puma-related weaponry. and then we're going to come back here in 2 hours, and then we'll all go to the Honey Clam Slippery Rink. And investigate there, and then we'll have dinner and pop out for the Historical Hall of Frederick Ronson after hours.
After our tour? Okay.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds fantastic.
Better not catch you two making out in the corner again.
Okay, that's not what's going to happen, okay?
Gag me with a spoon.
Well, you don't have to say gag me with a spoon. I mean...
Well, it looked like he was gagging you with his tongue.
But... hey, no. Okay, you know
2 hours, 1 hour and 59 minutes. Go team. All right, so. Okay, so who wants to run their scene first?
We'll do the Dawsons quick.
Okay, cool.
Okay. All right. You go to the small house. It's
all you can eat buffet. I'm sorry. That was so good. I kind of hate you.
That was pretty funny. All right. You go to the. Well, actually, we can say average size house of Haruki, and his daughter Walela. I can pronounce it now. Basically, then you're right in front of the door, like a nice, regular, like generic suburban house. The door dog in front of you. Do you knock?
I look towards, what's your name again?
Luke.
I look towards Luke to see if he's, like, stoned out of his mind. Yeah,
he's not with you guys. I'm okay. That's how stoned he is.
He's so stoned.
He's physically. I look over at him and I'm like, are you going to knock? I'm not even with you guys. What?
I totally left with the other group.
Yeah. I guess after that, I just slowly reach out, grab the knocker, and conk, 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 conk.
Okay. After a few minutes, the door opens.
I already have my badge up.
Okay. Can I... FBI?
Yeah.
The Haruki is a rather tall man, obviously of Asian descent, standing before you. Can I help you?
We're here to speak to you about your wife's activity. She died. She's dead.
This died. Is horrible.
Okay.
I'm only now realizing my story. Yeah.
Your wife's dead, and we're here to speak to you about that.
Your listeners at home, I need you to David did not think this through. Did not think
this through. Oh, you did not at all.
Jump in, Luke. Fight through the opium-laced weed haze.
Jump in, Luke. I don't think he's jumping anywhere.
He's still in the van.
Oh, God.
I love
Give me an intelligence.
So I keep telling them.
And influence.
That's not that bad at all.
I mean, my influence is what?
4.
Wow, I have a 4 in influence?
Yeah.
So do I. Maybe he's so awkward he influences people to feel sorry for him.
I believe social rules are willpower.
That's willpower? Okay, never mind. Willpower.
No, still pretty decent. I mean, not great. But...
Nope. 3. Door slams in your face.
Yeah, Luke actually does step forward. Here's a solid knock.
He quickly opens the
You're
door.
You're going to have to excuse my junior partners here, there, well, junior. And I apologize, and I'm very, very terribly sorry for your loss. But this is an ongoing investigation, and we're here to try and find what happened to your wife. So, if you don't mind, just a few questions will be right out of your hair.
You also give me a roll now.
Yeah, he's actually got what he needs to. He's
when this
beverage
was here, this is new Coke.
There you go. He looks at you for a second. Come in, please.
He looks at the other two. Like, that's how it's done.
Hopefully he doesn't smell the weed all over you.
Okay.
Yeah, as soon as he does, the guy turns like...
Okay. You actually start into your home, going through a hallway towards the main living area. You see pictures of the family. There's him, mm-hmm. there's their daughter, and there's his wife, a smallish woman, obviously of Native American descent.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. what her face looks like.
What?
Oh my god!
He just turns around.
I look towards him like, I need some water. And I'll just go to the kitchen.
Oh god. Oh, fearless leader. I sense error in your strategy.
No, it's fine. It's fine. This is how we learn.
You
go to the kitchen?
Yeah, I'm going to get some water. Okay. You guys can talk.
Okay.
Oh, yes, yes, I can talk.
You're eventually led to a living room.
Not as bad as me.
Okay. You're eventually led to a living room, and there actually is, he just sits down, sits you all down, just, all right, I've already asked, talked to the detective, but if you want to talk to me.
Yeah, you know, takes out a little clipboard, just doodles on it. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm going to have to ask some questions, and they may be upsetting, but we need to know. Was your wife in any way involved with the occult, supernatural, strange beliefs, Zoroastrianism.
What the hell is that? You should totally call sex rituals.
Zoroastrian sex rituals.
What?
No, those are separate.
Oh, okay. She's our sex ritual specialist.
Nope.
That's what I was...
You hear like a...
The honeycomb is actually that way if you want to go.
You hear a crash and then say, who got you the teapot? That was my wife's last gift to me.
It's beautiful and fine in no way.
And as you break the teapot, you turn around and there's a little girl just staring at it. That was mom's last teacup.
I got a $20 bill.
Hold off.
Oh my god.
All right.
I will give you $20.
Hold on for that second. All right. He pretty much stares at you like, what? She was not into any of that stuff. All right. She was an accountant.
She had that. Good to know.
A little check next to Puff the Magic Dragon.
Not which. Was she, did she usually stay out late? Did she come home early? Did she. The more we know about her, the closer we can be to finding her her killer.
We're just trying to get ahead, Mr.
We're really hard. Just trying to get ahead in this investigation.
So you have to face it that we're keeping an eye out for... Mm-hmm. It's all we know.
Yeah.
Trying to keep all our heads together, Mr. Yeah. Hanson, you understand.
No, she just had her regular 9-to-5, and then that one night she also went to get some groceries, like after work, and... She's dead.
Groceries, where? Nearby?
From the grocery store.
Well, I don't know. She might have gone out of her way. Groceries. Alright. Well, let's see. Yo, specialist, you got any questions for our
friend here? Mm-hmm. Did she have any new friends recently? Any new people she was socializing with? Maybe somebody new at the office? I was very proud of myself.
Does she sound like Brimstone? What?
At the office. She didn't make any friends at the office. I mean, she worked for the local Parks and Rec.
Dun, dun, dun.
This information was somehow not in the dossier that I got by talking to the police chief. No, this is awesome. Keep going. All right, Team Flaming Wreck, keep it going.
This is like the most dysfunctional police squad. Yeah, I got her address. What'd you do? I don't know. Dude, come on. I just lost the body.
It's the weekend.
You really think I got the information? I can't even keep a body on
it. I think I made it clear I'm really bad at my job.
I'm like, they're all ran by the local mayor's, like, their family.
Yeah, exactly. It's all, beautiful.
Nepotism is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. She didn't by any chance work at the historical history.
No, that was a different thing. She was actually just their accountant. Mainly. I mean, she worked there, but she also did some other jobs for the local gov.
Gotcha. All right, I think we're about...
Can we look through some of her stuff?
Oh, yeah. Stuff.
Books and...
Sure.
Knick-knacks.
And he starts to lead you off into, like, the small library bookcase section. As that's happening...
Give you $20 if you say you broke this thing.
What?
You dropped it. It thinks
Mom's going to be mad at you.
Your mom's going to be mad
at you. Slowly reach for the knife. You.
Where is your mom currently?
She's upstairs.
Wait, your mom's not upstairs.
She's upstairs. She went out for a bit.
Freeze for 1 second.
Where would you say you keep the salt?
The reason I sent, my character sent you guys on this is because I thought that Tiffany and I would probably run into the highest combat chance.
Just wrong.
Just wanted to put that out there. two ass kickers within the investigate the dead guy's empty home. Okay. I thought that's going to be dicey. Yeah. I better send you guys.
Yeah. Dicey okay. In a so
she, I mean, she should be cold, but she just stays outside all the time.
Cool. Hey. Hey, cool. You. How about you, Grandma? We're going to walk and talk to you. We got some people that want to talk to you. The policeman. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to say that again. Okay? Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, as you guys are starting
to. So tell me you're not abducting the child.
Stranger danger! Stranger danger!
All right.
Hey, guys.
And also, as you start yelling out, you hear a slam against the window. Like it's like.
Oh, God, she's going to be looking at the
window. Towards the window.
You turn towards the window and you see a woman's head floating there.
Oh my god, dude.
Her tongue, her mouth seems disjointed, a long loping tongue. Mom, he broke your teeth thing.
No, I didn't. No.
What did I give you $20 for?
I'm actually picking her up and grabbing, like, you know, putting it in. Like,
I'm going to be firing so many bullets into this head right now.
I'm running out and, like, you know, her under my arms. Uh-huh. You know, dad's probably like, what the hell? I'm like, crash! There's a head! A floating head! It's floating! It's a head!
How many times have I told you not to get into my stash, man? Dude, wow.
There's a tongue, it's a...
Chris Tucker scream.
Yeah, and just running. I'm just running.
Okay, now I got Ruby.
Do you still have the girl under your arm?
Yeah, of course.
Are we green? Super green.
Okay.
Super green.
Okay.
Super green.
One, two, three.
Two anachronisms.
Okay. Okay. And
four anachronistic movie references.
As you're all staring at him, basically, it's funny with you.
No,
Deborah.
Debbie.
Debbie, you feel something against your leg.
Look down.
You look down. There is a now rolling head.
What?
Of her basically, yeah, same one, this
Adilsa, or whatever I called her.
It's not a matter, she's dead.
Never got a name.
Yes.
Actually, I wrote Atsila.
Atsila, there we go. Yeah, I did give her a name.
Atsila?
Yes.
I spelled it probably incorrectly, but.
Yeah.
Is this the same head, or is this like a whole other head?
No, it's the same head.
Guys, she broke through the window and broke a teapot. It's really irresponsible of her.
I like jump away.
Okay.
And like onto like I've seen a mouse. I jump onto the nearest piece of furniture.
Yeah, you all look
forgetting
down.
Forgetting that apparently this thing can float.
Yeah, basically, you see the head just roll.
I think it's a reasonable reaction to just having a head under your leg, though.
Haruki just looks down and he's like, "What the fuck?" And it rolls. At least it seems to be getting some momentum, and then jumps up.
Ah.
And you realize it was kind of flying. But it's
so
like
so many bullets.
It's more like it's kind of gliding in midair. So it rolls and it. Woof,
wait, are you positing that this decapitated head is a gargoyle?
Oh no, you know what it. Oh shoot, I just thought of something.
Yep.
I don't know if my character would think of it or not, but maybe she's a vampire hunter.
Okay. Everyone will initiate for me, Clay.
Yeah, team.
By the way, did you bring your guns?
Yeah.
I have a pistol.
Okay.
Oh, so the two interns and the really stoned guy are going to roll initiative.
Oh, you did my initiative for me, baby. Thank
you. Of course I do. I like
so many bullets.
It's a floating head.
Bullets and stakes in the eyeballs.
11.
Someone pass me a d4, please.
Living room would be covered in.
A solid 4.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Solid 4.
18.
Nice. How did you get 18? You're stoned out of your mind.
Because my initiative is d8 plus d10.
Mm-hmm. Does your highness actually detract from that?
No, not really.
No, really?
I don't think it would.
It's not supposed to. It's the whole problem with the addiction is mostly just, you know, like if I don't get what I need, I suffer penalties.
Got it.
Yeah, theoretically, he could be addicted to an upper, which would give him a difference.
That makes sense.
So rather than doing an issue...
My perception of time
4
is expanded, 4. All right?
Okay.
I see it moving,
11.
And I move, man. That's how it goes.
Okay, wait, you're stoned. You're not the doctor.
All right. No, I...
All right.
No, he's the doctor! He's our doctor!
Lucas, what you immediately see... The
honey clam looks bigger and...
The head seems
you,
to...
You can see,
roll
can
and jumping,
see,
but it seems to be aiming not for any of you, but for her former husband.
Mm. What's the last name?
Dawson.
Dawson,
all right. So, yeah, as I see this, I like reach into my you know thing to pull out my my light pistol, basically like, "Oh, Ms. Dawson, I've got good news." Mm-hmm. And like I try and take a shot at the head.
Okay.
Because I apparently have like super weed powers.
Super weed powers.
Those of you listening at home, there's no such thing as super weed powers. Do we have to put a disclaimer on this because of your character?
Don't take that! You
I think between his character's drug use and my character's awful mouth, so this podcast is officially not safe for children.
I completely forgot what defense was for this game.
Yeah, alright, so my guns is D8 plus D4. So I just roll my guns and then I guess you check your defense.
Basically, you make it easy, average, hard to hit.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So.
Man, I want to get attacked by flying head.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a 9.
Yeah, there's a small flying head. I'm going to say it's, what's average?
7.
Average is 7? Yeah, so, average is enough to kill this. To shoot so this thing. How much damage?
It doesn't do a lot because it's a light pistol. Uh-huh. It's, oh, here we go. D4W. Yep. So I guess I just roll a D4.
Yep. I'm going to say it has, okay.
4.
You
straight
up 4 damage. You pop it in the head. Half of head is
it's
gone.
It's all it's got.
Where else am I
going to
pop it?
The top
of its head, then, but still.
Yeah,
gone.
So yeah.
Okay, so you just made it worse, is yeah. all you did. You just made it more disturbing.
Yeah, so basically,
you,
like,
you hear the girl go, like, "Mommy, don't shoot Mommy!" And
he takes that
don't
shot.
Don't shoot
like,
Mommy!
Don't shoot Mommy, it's just her head.
Christopher's naked and mutilated back in the morgue. Oh, I'm not helping. I'm not helping.
I'm really bad at this.
Debbie, go.
Okay, is it still like next to me, or where, how is the head positioned itself next?
It's now in between you and her husband.
Yeah, I'm not shooting because I would miss and hit whoever and hit the innocent husband.
Or a teapot. Okay.
Yes, or that mysterious teapot. So I am. Ooh, I have unarmed combat. I'm going to...
Tackle it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to leap and try to tackle it to the ground.
I'm impressed that that's just shriek and run away.
I'm
going
to say for this, it's also average.
Yay.
So it's going to be a roll of 7.
Or just kick that motherfucker through a different window.
Would it be athletics?
Yes.
Touchdown!
Do a touchdown dance with the decapitated head.
There's absolutely no way that could come out creepy or disturbing or wrong in any way. Don't they usually do like kind of like a hip thrust kind of thing?
It was supposed to 7 to hit, yes. Plot point.
7.
You tackle it into the ground. It's a head, so it doesn't have much strength, but its tongue starts licking your face.
Oh.
And it's trying to bite you.
Get it off me. You tackled it. I don't care. Get it off me.
All right, it's the monster's turn. It's trying. It's gonna actually try to wrap its tongue around your neck.
Ew. Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind. You can take the flying severed head. I don't want it anymore. All
right. What is? It's gonna roll a 10.
Yeah.
Very good roll. What is your defense?
Let's see. I can do agility to get out of the way. I was
yes.
Four.
Nope. It wraps. It pretty much. Yeah. Tries. It's trying now to choke you.
Could be worse. We could have the head with the giant tongue over at the honey clan.
Really feel like you do very well there.
Oh, hey, you sweet thing.
Go.
Not the cat,
sorry.
Not the honey clan. Just so that we're clear.
Pat. Yes,
oh.
Sorry.
Oh, actually, dodging is agility plus athletics.
Yeah, oh, then we'll go to the her
yes.
butt.
I remember
what
she'd never tell.
Mm-hmm.
So 8.
No, defender wins. So yeah. Actually, no, it was 8.
Yeah, and you had a 10.
I had a 10. So, no,
yeah.
So yeah.
So, okay.
She's literally choking you with her tongue. Alright. Okay.
You just created, like, all by yourself a brand new fetish.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
There's going to be websites now.
There are websites.
Yeah, there are probably websites.
This is a Tumblr.
Yeah.
At the very least, it's a Tumblr.
I'm grabbing a. There's really not much I can do. What I'm actually going to try to do is a hacker. What? No.
What?
I'm going to actually grab, like, the nearby drapes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm ripping them off. I'm going to try to jump on top of her to, you know, get
mm-hmm.
the thing in you know, blinded or whatever. Trying to.
Okay, is this going to be a hard roll because she's also. The head is also choking out Debbie.
Oh, I know.
Debbie.
I can't really do much of anything else, so yeah.
Yep. So 11.
11. Strength is 4. Mm-hmm. And what? Unarmed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is impossible.
Mm-hmm. You have plot points.
Yeah, but what does that do?
You can spend them beforehand to step up your dice.
Yeah, so it'll be D2, D4, D6, etc.
Yeah, there's a little chart on the back there.
Oh, okay, so I can get a D2, D4, D6, D8, D4, and still freaking impossible about this.
Up to you.
You said it's going to be hard?
Yes.
Whatever hard is.
11.
That's what you said. Yeah, I'm kind of...
That's actually the subline underneath the honey clam. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what she said.
Come visit the beautiful, beautiful honey clam. That's what she said.
I'm going to try to kick it.
All right. That's still going to be an unarmed.
Matt, cool.
Yep. All right.
Agility?
Hmm?
Or strength?
Yeah, agility in the honey clam.
Six.
Nope.
Failed.
Yep.
Sorry.
You're still choking to death.
Have a good one.
Top of the round.
All right, so yeah, doctor just steps up, unflappable whatsoever,
yep.
And
hard roll 11.
So that's D 4 and D.
Oh, you had a gun on you, didn't you? You had a gun on you, didn't
you? Oh, yeah, where's my gun?
Found it.
No,
there's no guns.
No, 5. I miss.
Hmm? No, you miss? All right, yeah, you hit a wall.
We lose more interns to those floating heads.
Yeah, the turnover rate is really incredible with our group.
Okay. All right, speaking of interns, I think it's your turn.
Yep.
Yep.
You're currently choking to death by tongue.
Yep. So I'm going to grapple it.
Okay.
Which is agility plus unarmed combat.
Do it. Difficulty 11.
Yep, character succeeds, no damage, but his opponent is an easy target for close combat attacks.
Nice.
Agility is 6, unarmed combat is 2, so I'll take the d4 and divide it.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to, actually, I'm going to spend plot points to get that up.
Do it.
I'm going to spend 2 to make it another d6.
Mm-hmm.
So, first d6, 6.
Very nice.
12.
Oh, wow. Nice. Oh, you said you had a second d6, didn't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, I just rolled that twice.
Okay, so 12 altogether? Okay,
yeah, because I spent the plot points to turn my D2 into a D6.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought it was giving you an extra die.
I'm pretty sure it's just step up.
Because that's the way we played it before.
What's that?
Basically, for plot points, basically you have a new die that you increase from D2 to D4 to etc. instead of stepping up the original die.
I have not played this in so long. We're going to have to look that up.
Okay, but yeah, we'll let that pass for now. But... yeah, anyway.
Well, I mean, it's kind of the same basic...
Yeah, it's the same basic idea. Yeah. I just was curious about that. Anyway, yeah. Basically, yeah, you're able to get its tongue off your neck and basically swing it and slam it against the floor.
That's interesting.
What?
Yeah, it is actually adding new dice.
Yes.
And what's cool about it is that the dice can't roll lower than the number of plot points spent on it.
Mm. That's nice. Mm. All right, but yeah, for a future note, we know that. All right, so yeah, you basically swing it around and slam it against the ground, and Lao looks... it's half its head is gone, so I can't say it looks woozy because you caused some brain damage. Mm-hmm. But less rolling and floating is happening at the current moment. So now the next hit is going to be easy for whoever goes next, which would be
monster.
Hmm?
Yeah, the monster goes after me.
Yeah, but I'm going to say you stunned it.
Okay. I'm picking up her gun that she had. Didn't you say you had your gun? Did it start choking you? I'm going to shoot it.
Shoot it for me. Difficulty 3. If you fail this,
very possible.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not have guns?
I have guns.
Oh, okay. I was like...
I'm not useless. I
know.
That's debatable.
There we go.
6.
There we go.
All right. Yep. You blast it again, and the head just...
like, spatters brain everywhere?
Everywhere. It's terrible. You've also scarred a child. Yeah, because you're holding her daughter in your hand as you shoot her in the face.
Yeah, there's an awkward moment of silence as we're just standing there in blood matter, and it's like...
I've been slimed.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I did break the teapot, but I think that's just kind of irrelevant.
Well, no, because now you not only killed her mother, you broke the beloved teapot. So
are we really having this conversation in front of the kids?
You actually see how Rookie just...
I think the kid is probably just shaking.
Okay. That's still...
what happened? Doctor steps up to Haruki.
Oh my god.
Just pass it. I think you're gonna need
and
this.
And with dead eyes, he goes.
It's medical, it's good. I'm a doctor.
So good. Trust me. I'm a doctor.
I look at the kid and open my mouth, close it, open my mouth, and I'm like.
Tell me you don't pass the joint to the kid.
where this, she's just play. It's a game. Your mom went to a farm. upstate, there's a lot of fields to run around and roll around. Not roll, because she has a body. There.
Harry, he just stares like, get out of my house.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, thanks for all your help. The investigation reveals anything.
You might want to call a carpet cleaner.
We go, we close the door. I was like, okay, guys, I'm just going to leave before I break anything else. And I just close the door behind me. And then, like, the family portrait falls down, like splinters on the railing. You know, that was crazy, but I'm going to bring up that went a lot better than the last time we did this.
The last time we encountered
just
a
goes floating. Back to 4 months ago, and just the entire school is ablaze. What?
Was the monster here?
No. Yes. Monster. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that a nun leaping from the roof? Yeah, it's a nun leaping from the roof.
All right. So...
have fun topping that. Yeah,
problem.
Team.
Yeah, it's actually a really clean place. You find some nice, you want to catch, you feed them, and you're done.
So B team.
Yep.
All right.
I'm loving that cool under fire, man. It's just like flying head.
Even though it's artificially induced.
Uh-huh. Yep. It's a merit. I got it.
Nice. So you go to the home of Toji. Basically, it's a very smallish house. You actually are allowed to go inside, mm-hmm. because you break in. And basically, the place seems very Spartan.
What's his name?
To-Yi.
To-Yi?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty much nighttime at this point. You're going to his home, and like I said, the place itself is like mostly a living room and maybe a small bathroom, small bedroom. Mm-hmm. And you're in front of the main living room right now. Mm-hmm. Looking around.
You know, the last time you let those three go off by themselves, we had to explain to the principal why exactly Pat thought it was a good idea to mix the sulfur with the acetic acid and light it on fire.
Well, the reason I sent them out is because Luke will make sure that everybody is safe and everything goes according to protocol, and they're just going to, look, the kid, Pat, he needs to get his feet wet a little bit more with the mouth sounds of other people. You know, a little bit more pressure, how to deal with it, so it'll be fine.
Well, let's just hope that Luke doesn't think his feet turn into snakes again, that's all I'm saying.
That would be a good lesson for the kid to learn as well, what to do when Luke thinks he has snake feet. I mean, once, twice a month, that's going to happen, and you just need to know what to do. So, keep your eyes out, tell me if you find any...
I like to just ace bandage him up for him.
Well, we'll put that on the plan B if it comes up. So yeah, we're going to look around.
Okay, give me perception, both of you.
Okay,
so that's just a straight perception?
Alertness plus perception, yes.
Right. Okay, so that's 6, a 4, and a 6, mm-hmm. 6, 6, 6, 6, 6. So is it awful that...
So much dice.
Yeah, I know, I'm trying mm-hmm. to find a 6 here.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yep. Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. There, that's the square ones.
Yep. Yep. Ten.
Six.
Okay. Tiffany, you see nothing. What's your character name?
Sorry, Dent.
Dent. Dent, you look around, and basically, yeah. At first, it looks like no one has been there for the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
At first. But you do notice, seems to be some scratch marks mm-hmm. on the floor. You go closer, it's obvious there seems to be a hatch to a basement.
Oh. All right, I motion with my hands to Tiffany, to get out a weapon, and I point towards the floor and the hatch.
All right.
So
Tiffany draws her handgun. It's a mm-hmm. medium size, basically, kind of like police mm-hmm. pistols, .45 caliber.
Mm-hmm.
And for all her obnoxiousness and. Well, basically general unpleasantness to be around. She kind of slips right into covering, you know, police covering mode, mm-hmm, gun mm-hmm. up, mm-hmm. Slides the hatch back, and takes point on investigating what might be beyond it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Flashlight
yeah.
also comes out.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay. So she wants to take point. Go right ahead.
All right. So you start heading downstairs. The basement is just not one... basement. It looks like obviously there's the main basement level and there's like smaller side rooms. This guy, looking inside, there's like seems to be like a workbench of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Like this guy obviously kept to himself, building like trinkets and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Nothing sort of things of various because he's various like Chinese figures and stuff like mm-hmm. that.
But nothing that makes you think, oh, obvious witch or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But as you're searching through, you search into one of the rooms. You see, actually hear from one of the rooms something that's like a smacking every once in a while.
Okay. A motion towards Tiffany that there's a smacking sound.
Yeah, no,
okay.
She
sounds like something be happening at the Honey Clam.
Yeah. So she, yeah, but it's usually not just smacking. Okay. It's usually sound effects as well. So she's heard it too. She kind of nods back. You know, they've kind of got the silent gesture, mm-hmm. sign language mm-hmm. thing going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so she heads towards the room, back to the wall, mm-hmm. Rounds the corner, and points a gun at whatever it might be that's making smacking noises. Hopefully not honey clams.
Yeah. Mm. What you see before you is basically Toyi, naked, obviously dead. But he also seems to be hopping, jumping forward in a circle, over and over again. At least he was, until a flashlight was in his face. And he slowly turns towards you and starts hopping in your direction.
Okay.
Nope.
She turns around.
Okay. Nope.
Does he say, what's the hopping like? Is it aggressive hopping, or...
Basically, he's crouched down. Yeah, he's crouched down.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly. His arms are outstretched.
Okay.
You're basically going like jumping up like this.
Okay, so it's kind of like looks like he's doing some sort of like old aerobics.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Is there a door separating the threshold from where we just entered
yes.
from where we were? I just kind of pull Tiffany out and close the door and look at her. Okay, what do you think that's all about?
Well, she's going to shoot it.
Okay.
No, you can try to pull her, but she's going to shoot it.
All right, shoot it.
Difficulty three. Semi-automatic gun. Is it just the one shot, or is there a way you can get off more than one? Because she's probably gonna, boom, boom, boom.
I'm gonna say for this case, we'll just say yes, and then we'll check the rules later.
All right. So that's gonna be handguns, which is 10.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a D. Here's a D10. Mm-hmm. And it's just a straight handgun roll, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, handgun plus. Agility, was it?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Then never mind. So that's going to be 2d10s.
Okay.
So I thought that seemed a little bit low.
Yeah, yeah, so.
That's going to be 14.
You shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
Still hopping.
Oh, okay. Well, isn't that lovely?
Mm-hmm.
I hate it when they do that.
See, can we talk outside for a second?
Okay. Any of you have lore at all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, roll it for me, please.
But I'm still closing the door
yes.
and then moving something heavy.
But once she shot it and it didn't do anything,
okay.
then yeah, no, okay, yeah, so right. go along
See,
with
this
you.
This is why I asked you to come out here
okay.
to talk, only because I have a feeling that the bullets, now we're on really limited time, so the cops are going to be called.
Okay.
So, oh Christ, what is
yeah,
my
but
lore?
If you shoot it and it dies, then you don't have to talk.
Yeah, gut instinct told me it wasn't going to go down that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing we ever do goes that easy.
Yep.
Maybe
Sometimes
we shoot
I just
on.
Want something. I just want to shoot something and have it die.
Mm-hmm.
Those are called people, and we don't do that.
sometimes, you know, they're assholes.
He looks sternly at Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes they are.
Mm-hmm.
So 8.
All right. You can't scan anything specific,
mm-hmm.
but you know it's a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up zombie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I as David know what this
yeah,
is,
yeah.
but.
You as your character would not necessarily specific to what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's some sort of zombie. I'm thinking the bullet. Where did she shoot it? Where did the bullet penetrate?
She would have been aiming center mass.
Yep. Yeah, same thing. Nothing.
Okay, some sort of zombie. So I'm thinking.
Oh, headshot zombie. Like a headshot.
Yeah, headshot. Get something sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Take its head off. Doesn't look very. Very aggressive. It's going to hop towards us like some sort of aerobics instructor. So
that isn't okay. Don't talk to me about aerobics instructors. Okay. For one thing, he's not wearing leg warmers. For another thing,
did I just trigger something? Do you want to talk about this after when we get back to the van with aerobics instructors? It's is that?
Well, I got to keep in shape. I can be chasing around after those three idiots.
All right, fine. That's where those videos came from, the VHS.
I told you to stay out of my tapes. You know, you never rewind them. So it's always stuck on the scene with the where it's just a close-up of the girl's butt. And my butt is fine. I don't need to work on my
Moving the thing
butt.
Aside while she's yelling at me and opening the door. Fine, then we just both take our guns out and shoot it in the head. But we're still arguing about
it. Okay, you straight up shoot in the head a couple of times. Mm-hmm. There are not holes there.
Mm-hmm.
And you blink and the holes aren't there anymore. And it's still hopping.
Okay, so close the door again. move the case in front of it again. All right, something sharp. Garden shears, axe.
Are you looking for like stabby sharp or like cutty sharp?
Cutty sharp. I think we need to decapitate the head from
one of these days. I'm going to be able to get up, Mr. Pointy.
See, this is the problem. I tried to give the other kids something easy to do with Luke, and I'm sure that that's going to be wrapped up. But you know, we're kind of the heavy hitters, so we need to take
a small child. And the dad's just like there smoking. Like
suddenly, you see from the window, like the RV backs up and hits like a BMW out front. And he just turns around. I am so sorry. I'm just gonna go. And then I start driving off, and the guy hooks up and it like falls along a little bit until the bumper rips off. Just keep on driving.
Back to hopping back.
I've got improvised weapons, so I'm gonna look around to see if there's something I might be able to use that would fit the bill. Would that be a perception thing? Mm-hmm.
Actually, because you're in the basement where he has cutting tools and stuff, you can easily find something there.
Alright, hacksaw. Yeah,
perfect.
You know, I ruin more outfits this way, is all I'm saying.
I think that the reason that body was decapitated is because somebody took care of the problem. They're just, mm-hmm. I mean, whatever that thing was got decapitated and then... they're just, you know,
that's
just
everything.
Excuse them.
I'll say, so it's a zombie, and zombies are generally super strong, mm-hmm. super slow.
Mm-hmm.
But if they grab you, it's in some cases maybe over.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to might need something a little bit longer, like this garden hoe. Like not garden hoe. It's like a spade, like a long spade, long handled spade. Here,
sure.
Try that. That's don't let it get close to you. I'll play defense with this rake.
All right, that's fine. But you owe me some spandex. Is all I'm saying.
Fine, mm-hmm. fine. It's the '80s. That's abundant. That's one of our greatest resources.
1980s. It was the peak. It was peak spandex.
Exactly. We had hit peak spandex by 86. Uh-huh. It's all downhill from there.
Yes.
All right. So move the case aside. Open it back up. And try to push that guy away while she chops its head off.
All right. I'm going to take
give me a strength roll.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Me or him.
Him. Sorry. Dent.
Plus athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pass me a deed. Oh, there.
Nice. 10.
10.
Yep. 1 sec. Mm-hmm. That's a 1. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you make it. Yeah, you're able to push it back with no issues.
All right.
And he's still hopping, trying to hop at you.
I'm assuming it's going to be the same kind of roll, take a big old swing for his neck with the spade.
Mm-hmm.
Not strength plus athletics.
Actually, no, it's going to be average now. So it's going to be 7.
Not athletics, it's going to be melee.
Yeah, melee. Yeah.
Oh, right. But it's improvised weapons, so I can use my spec.
Yep.
And so it's going to be melee plus athletics.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm strength, rather.
Let me strength.
Yeah. All right, so I need one of these, and I need one of these.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Roll it. 7.
6.
No, actually, 16. That's
10.
Oh, right. Gotcha. Yep. 16.
That's an exceptional success. So, mm-hmm. Whoop, bang! The head rolls, and it stops for a second.
Yeah, she runs. Basically, she runs at it, takes it with a rather impressive war cry coming out of her mouth.
Like a prayer!
Yes. Yes. You're not my lucky star!
Amazing.
And the head rolls, and the head and the body stops.
Mm-hmm.
Then just hops around and starts jumping towards his head. The head itself, its eyes are closed, but it seems to just roll back and forth.
Nope. Grab the head, put it in the bag. Put it in the bag, and I'm like... Poking at the body, like, dude, get away from your head. Hey, don't make me get the hose.
All right, so I find a burlap sap in the corner. I pick up the head like it's really no big deal. Just pop it in the bag, tie it up, and then come back to take a couple of hacks and slashes at the body with the spade. Kind of,
we're getting some blood on it.
Oh, no. Well, it's still moving. It needs to be dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're hacking it apart. Each piece is moving on its own.
Well, this is I'm going to need...
The legs themselves are still, like, crossed and still trying to hop, but in a bag now.
Yeah, we're going to need a lot of bags. We're getting a bunch of those contractor bags used for leaves in the fall.
Yeah.
Can I try burning one of the pieces to see if that actually does anything?
You burn one of the pieces, and it turns to dust almost immediately.
Well, there we go. We just set them all on fire.
Is there a furnace in this?
Of course,
place?
There is.
You see, it's just that I don't mean to, like, split up the group. I really think that you guys are working great as a team as I'm dragging, kicking body parts.
You know, I've got my light and my hairspray, and I got my two extra backup cans in my backpack, and then I got a couple others in the car. So, I mean, we don't really need to...
I know, but it's built into the foundation. I feel like gift horse in the mouth, and also we don't want
to
damage...
I know that you don't like to waste things, but
some family's going to move into this place, and they could probably use a nice one that's not scorched out from zombie fire.
Man, if anybody moves into this place, they're crazy. I saw that Poltergeist movie. That's out, right?
We live in an RV. I don't think we have the accurate perspective here. Open up the...
Yeah, and speaking of that, the toilet's not working again. I think Captain Stoner Man tried to flush some of his rolling joints on the campus.
Luke gets paranoid when we hear sirens.
Luke gets paranoid when the toaster pops.
All right, now we're just having this conversation early in the
morning. It's completely business-like.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Go to the RV as we're driving to where we're supposed to be for 2 hours. Yeah. Luke's in the back, just eyeing that toaster.
I know what you're
doing. Couldn't you have waited until I swallowed my soda? Is all I'm saying. My new Coke here.
Yep.
Amazing. Okay, yeah, we're going to do that. Shut it. I guess like the last shot is us walking to the car and just being like, no, I understand. He's really wild about Boggle, and he loves playing Boggle when he gets really high. It's annoying as hell. We need to sleep at some point. I totally understand what you're saying with that. Then we get in the car and take off.
Okay, yeah. And we will meet in our designated campground.
The rest of them are standing there shaking.
Middle distance stare.
Yeah, just kind of like long as you guys approach.
Yeah, 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah.
Did you spill soda on your little computer thing again?
Okay, first of all, it's not a key thing. It's a Mac 10 Pro.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just saying it looks like you lost your mother, and then you usually...
Oh, no. I did not lose anything.
No mothers were harmed in the making of this interrogation.
Okay, well...
What is that on you? Is that brains? It's disgusting.
I come out of the little cube we have for a shower, drying off my hair. And it's like, oh God, it took so long to get out from under my fingernails.
We had a very interesting talk with her husband and then her kid, and then her.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, I told you.
Well, just her head.
Yeah, it
kind of... You did not tell me that the head was going to be an issue. This went sideways. Are you guys okay?
We're cool.
I'm cool.
Luke's like, I don't see the problem.
Yeah, I don't know what you're
Luke, you ought to give him a couple of those brownies that you made last week.
I just gave him one, and then he just ate the rest of them like 15 minutes later. This dude doesn't know not to bow at the brownies.
We're cleaning up and we're looking for flying head tongue thing, but we're gonna have to go to the library. I mean, our library here is.
I think I saw a movie with a disembodied licking.
So what did you guys learn about? So you were attacked by her head.
Yeah.
No.
She wasn't religious, right?
No. All we learned was she works with the Parks and Recreation department,
as an accountant.
Not at the museum.
But yeah, as an accountant.
You mean like at Rita we talked to earlier?
That'll be the one.
Mm. Yeah, plot point.
Pass me the supernatural book, please.
Mm-hmm. We wanted to get cleaned up before we went to the library, but I mean that has to be something. I mean maybe even something to do with Zion.
Zoroastrianism.
Maybe there's a connection, some kind of creature from that religion, a floating head, tongue thingy.
You're saying that the head was like what was it doing? It was floating around and there was a tongue, but like what was it doing? Like other than flying?
You trying know? To put my hands around my neck.
Try to strangle her.
Well, it was aiming for the husband first. Then we kind of
did
got
it have away. like what did it have, like just a tongue or were there like teeth? Like what was the deal?
It was a head.
With an extra long tongue.
Yeah, I understand that.
The thing that we just dealt with ourselves was a... We met Mr. What's his face?
Toei.
He was in his basement, naked, hopping, slightly squatted, around in a circle.
Wait a minute.
There was definitely some shrinkage going
both
on.
Both of you can give me laurels for both.
Wait a minute. Yeah. How would naked was
would it involve either mythology or superstition?
Both, yes.
I'll give it a roll. I've got some lore, too.
Then I will do...
I don't have lore, however, I do have the Focus Hunter thing, which... this whole thing reminded me of... Time out here. But this whole thing reminded me of... I think there's, like, a... I forget what it's called, but there is some sort of, like, a type of vampire that the head comes off. It's a... What the hell is it? Anyway, I don't know if any of this would ring a bell with, like, experience with that.
Yeah, but if you say that's not it.
Okay.
15. Yeah, I got a 6.
God, I suck at this. I'm a 6.
Okay.
So she's got
something. Debbie, for the woman, you do remember that she's Native American. Some of this book she was reading seems Iroquois. There is an Iroquois legend. Well, there's two types of legends. But with all legends, there's different versions. There's one version where a woman has an affair, the husband gets angry, kills the woman, and basically the woman comes back as a flying head. There's another one, a bit darker, surprisingly. Well, basically,
it gets worse.
Okay, so a mother, a mother is killed violently, and her remains are fed to her family without them knowing.
Oh well, that's just delightful.
Oh yeah. So that flying head would be that creature.
So in the second legend, it's the flying head killed the mother.
Hmm? No, the flying head is the mother.
Okay.
Yes.
But you said that her remains were fed to her
family. Yes, she was killed, and some of her remains were fed to her children.
But not her head.
But not her head.
Okay.
Well, that's the best part. Yes. What's the point?
Yeah. Yeah,
really. That's how you make head cheese.
Yep.
Exactly.
Are these people coming back as...
The second one, To Yi, it's basically someone who dies. It's how that person dies, like all legend depends, but he comes back as basically a zombie, a hopping zombie.
And what culture was that of?
Chinese.
Cool.
Interesting. So, it's like they're coming back as things associated with their specific culture. I'm not saying this in-game character would have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, yeah, we're kind of just doing that fits in.
Yeah.
Where we're just going, like finishing each other's sentences. Like, so, like, are you saying like something is anchoring their death to their faith, and it's
Well, and it's what's perhaps it's a, such a strong representation and identification with their cultural history that is what's causing them to come back like this.
And now they're reenacting all those formats. So if these two are coming back that way, what would happen if a vampire died and came back? What was his...
A vampire of Indian descent.
That's oh my god, it's an elephant.
You can give me another lore.
Really? That's where
everybody would roll gets a roll?
Knowing that information, you can give me another lore roll. Difficulty 15.
I'm going to stand around here and tease my hair because I'm completely useless in this situation.
Nope, I got a 10. Never mind.
I giggle. Mm-hmm.
Myself.
12. 8.
Another 12.
Yep.
There you go.
Make it happen. 6.
Yep. 18. Very nice. You've heard of something. Now, vampires themselves. Yes. Yeah, as vampires, although a lot of people think they're undead, they're not technically undead creatures. It's more like an infection. But you did hear, reading the various books from Indian culture, that if you commit a ritual upon the body of a dead vampire,
there is a chance he could come back as I wrote it down. I wrote it down.
There's a lot of hyphens with that.
Okay.
Make sure to look towards the mic.
Yeah. Sorry, no, I'm just... Okay. There's a chance, because I'm going to edit the shit out of this. he can come back as a Brahma Parush.
Oh, come on.
Yes. As a Brahma Parush, which is basically...
That's a great pass.
Yeah.
And it's like a Baba Vanush?
Yeah.
This is delicious.
Okay. He can come back as a Brahma Parush, which is sort of like undead vampire. Basically, vampires are sadistic monsters. These guys are just sadistics beyond the point of reason. Vampires kill for food. These things will kill for pleasure. Play with their victims' intestines, rip them apart for the hell of it.
So it's a cat.
Yes. They don't suck blood.
It's a cat.
Yeah, yeah. They won't suck blood. They will.
Oh my god, he's right behind you!
They won't suck blood either. They will eat the person alive. They're not alive, but they'll kill the person and eat the body as well over time. They're sadistic monsters, and they're generally tougher than regular vampires.
Any idea of what kills this undead vampire?
As far as you can tell,
nothing. We're all doomed.
Yeah, fire, like usual. Everything else, you're not 100% sure if decapitation will do it, or the other thing. You're even dead man's blood, but fire still cleanses. Of course, you have to bring it down first.
Okay, so that's where the vampire might be. The thing I'm curious about is,
you know,
what killed all these people originally. And kind of, I mean, I'm not as strong with the lore, so stop me if I'm wrong. But,
oh, well.
but this, I mean, coming back to something that's so tied to your faith, that's like rare. Well, that requires a lot of faith. And...
She also did say you got to do a ritual on them. So somebody's got to have, these three were dead, they didn't do the ritual. Somebody did the ritual on them.
Okay, so we're dealing with maybe a witch? Could
you tell
my worries right now is this Brahma Purush thing. He's going to be coming. He's going to be coming for us. He's going to know we're here. He always knows we're here.
I'm going to say this, though. You know for a fact that he was a sadistic monster. He likes his daily victim every once in a while. If he's a sadistic, even more of a sadistic monster, he's going to start killing people, if not immediately, very, very soon. Especially at the Honey Clan. Because they're all their buffet is delicious,
and all you can eat,
and all you can eat.
Okay, so let's go to where we think he might be.
Yeah, if he's really as bad as you guys are making him out to be, then I mean, there are kids there, there are couples there. It's going to be a feeding frenzy.
Tiffany is basically doesn't talk, gets out of the back of the RA, gets in the driver's seat, and starts it up.
No, you're not your
dear. No, I don't even want to hear it out of you. We're getting over there now, and I'm not dealing with your fucking grandma driving. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.